Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Shannon Sharp.
Yes.
I just want you to know that I'm here for you. Whatever you need. I mean, what do you need someone to bring you breakfast? Like, what can I do for you today to put that smile on your face?
We had him, Molly. We had him. AD. AD. Yeah. AD got you. AD went down. You know it.
Okay. We can talk about it. We can talk about it. All I want to, you know, I'm sorry about your steak. I'm sorry about your steak, bro. You're going to be all right.
What's up, Wendy?
Listen,
what's up,
man? It's one thing I'm not in L.A. with you two, but you got Wendy out there, too. I mean, serious
right.
FOMO's happening right
we
now.
We got the boys.
I'm on a solo mission. What am I doing out here? Wendy, great to see you. Stephen A. as well. Yeah. Guys, let's dive into this. So the Nuggets advance on a Jamal Murray game-winning jumper. Murray scored 32 points despite a strained calf and sank the game winner with 3.6 seconds left as the Nuggets bounce LeBron James and the Lakers from the playoffs again with a 108-106 win in Game 5. Denver now faces Minnesota in the semis. That starts on Saturday. As for the Lakers, they're going home. LeBron, talk to me.
We lost. I'm not a participation guy. We lost, and you know, you move on and see how you can get better, but you know, our season has been derailed all season with just like injuries and guys in and out. And, you know, I talked about it all year. He was around us all year. I said, it's hard to say who we are, what we can be, because we have yet to be whole.
I'm just curious if you could give us some sense of the things that you'll weigh as you go towards the decision for year 22 or beyond.
I haven't given it much thought. Obviously, at some point, I sit down with Rich, my agent, and sit down with my family and, you know, see what's best. You know, what's best for my career. So, you know, we'll cross that when we need to.
Was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Wow, went for the jugular with that. Then LeBron had the smirk. There's a lot for us to unpack here. All right, I'm calling on Stephen Naismith, not Stephen A. Smith here. So I need this from you, sir. Your services right now because lot's happening in the association and we need to dive into it.
Yeah.
Was this LeBron's last chance as winning a title with the Lakers?
Yes. With the Lakers, yes, I believe so. I believe he wants to win. He'll have to go elsewhere, in my humble opinion, because I think they're limited in what assets they can acquire in order to get the help that he needs. When I take into account, Wendy, Shea, the balance of power in the Western Conference and how it has elevated. It's not a knock against LeBron in terms of his ability to do what we know he can do, but in terms of the pieces that need to be around him in order for him to have success in the Western Conference, when we see what Denver is, what we see what the Dallas is, the Oklahoma Cities, the Minnesotas, and others on the come up are capable of doing. And that's just where I fall on this. But, you know, listen, LeBron James, you can't say enough about him and how he performed. He missed two box outs. One against Jokic that got the rebound and kicked it to Jamal Murray with that pivotal three. And obviously there was another one when Aaron Gordon got the offensive rebound and extended the plays. But the bottom line is going to the line, putting himself in a position with about 26 seconds left. That's one of the things that I held against them years and years ago, Shannon, when we used to talk about, Wendy and I used to talk about this all the time. LeBron James, once upon a time early in his career, I thought one of the impediments to his success was his fearfulness towards going to the line. Wasn't scared of competition. Wasn't scared of anybody, but scared of that free throw line. Right. That's not him anymore. Hasn't been him for years. And he goes and he hits two big time free throws, you know, when it really, really counts. But in the end, as you dissect and see everything going on with the Lakers, fellas, it's really not about the Lakers not being a good team. It's not about, I'm not questioning Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis was sensational throughout this playoffs, throughout the regular season, played 76 games. Nothing but props and love to him. That's the stinger that happened with the injury. That could happen to anybody. body. You are right. Had he not gotten hurt, who knows what the outcome of last night's game would have been, because he was doing his thing as well.
He was.
But when you look at the rest of the parts that they have, it's not that they can't play. It's not that they're not good.
They're inconsistent
against models of consistency within the Western Conference who are younger. Mm-hmm. And that's my concern.
Can't say I disagree with you. When you look at the Denver Nuggets, you look at their big two. Their big two gave you what they were going to give you on a mm-hmm. nightly basis.
Right.
But the third option, Michael Porter Jr., was really, really consistent. And then occasionally game three,
yep.
in which Aaron Gordon gave you 29 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
And, AD and Bron, model of consistency. You get D'Lo one game, and then he no-shows another game. You get Austin Reeves, and then you're not. Rui was hit or miss. I'm looking around and I'm trying to see what assets do they have, Wendy, that they could possibly prize someone, a third option, that's consistent. I don't know, even with the pieces other than LeBron, who do you really want on that team? Who mm-hmm. do you want? D'Lo has a player option.
Right.
So do you, like, okay, you trade everything and say, well, we give you our 29 first-round pick, unprotected, mm-hmm. we'll do this with Phoenix and maybe try to get Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Kevin Durant really wants to play in L.A. Does he really want to play with LeBron and Anthony mm-hmm. Davis? I don't know. But Stephen, at this moment right now, I can't say that I disagree with you that I see something on the horizon that makes me think that LeBron can win a title in L.A. as currently assembled. And I don't know the pieces that they have that they can trade away and get someone that can help LeBron without being in a situation like the Phoenix Suns, mm-hmm. where you have three big tier guys mm-hmm. and then nothing else. And then you get swept up out of the playoffs, although they did get a gentleman right. sweep last night.
Yeah, so they were a seventh place team. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know that people talk about how they were not healthy. Actually, I think this was one of the most healthy seasons the Lakers could have had.
Right.
AD played the most games in his career.
That's right.
He's never played more. LeBron played his most games as a Laker. He's never played more games as a Laker.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell both played over 70 games.
Right.
That's their four best players. Their four best players all played over 70 games, right. and they still finished seventh. Okay?
Vanderbilt was a huge loss, though.
I agree.
But
if Vanderbilt plays 70 games, I don't think that they're third.
Right.
You know, maybe they're out of the play-in, but not third. I mean, right. their best players played. So that's...
But being out of the play-in means they wouldn't have had to face Denver this
right.
week.
Right. That was the worst mistake.
I agree. But whether they play Denver in the first round or the third round, they still got to get past them.
Right.
If they're going to win, they're going to win this championship. Okay. They now have three first-round draft picks that they can trade. I do believe that New Orleans can take either this year's pick or next year's pick. I think they will bypass it. The Lakers, I believe, will have the 17th pick in June's draft, and they'll have the 55th pick, which is relevant because mm-hmm. I do think that Bronny James will be in that draft. But that doesn't mean you have to use the 17th pick on him, but I do believe they will have a first-round pick. I think New Orleans is going to pass. They have three first-round picks that they're allowed to trade. They can't do any of the trade. They can't do the trade of the 24 pick until draft night. They have guys on their roster that they could include in those trades. I don't think D'Angelo Russell is going to be one of them because I think D'Lo is going to opt out because I think he just had a season yeah. where he thinks he can get a longer-term contract from the Lakers mm-hmm. because if he opts out, the Lakers can't really replace him, especially if they have to put Austin Reeves in a trade. So I think that they can make a trade. Now, the first thing people are going to say is, well, what star can they trade for? They'll look at, could they get Donovan Mitchell? Could they get Trae Young? Could they get Kevin Durant? Could they get another player who ends up? I'm not sure. As you said, that's very good analysis about the Suns. If you looked at last night, what was mm-hmm. their problem? They couldn't get a rebound when it mattered.
Yep.
They need more size. Darvin Ham, there were times in this series where Darvin Ham only played eight guys, and then three of them he brought off the bench were guards.
Yeah.
There was times in this series, and you can criticize him, but he was making a value judgment. They had no big man on his bench he could bring into the game.
That's right.
And so they need a big man.
Big, bad.
And they need perimeter defense. You know, Darvin Ham got criticized all year long for playing Torian Prince
yeah.
or playing Cam Reddish.
Austin Reeves looking like he's trying to guard Jamal Murray. That was a hard watch.
You know why he was playing those guys? Because he needs somebody to defend on the perimeter.
Right.
So they need probably 2.5 players, and they need to make some trades to do it, and they have fodder. And I do think that they could maybe get fourth place, third place
next
year.
Well, here's the deal. Wendy, they shot 10 of 35 from three-point range. It's 28%. You got to, I mean, how many times, listen, like I told you before, we could joke around and disagree about the GOAT conversation between MJ and LeBron James. LeBron James is one of the greatest top two, three players in the history of this damn game. Mm-hmm. He is that sensational. I feel sorry for him so many times when I see him kicking it out to three-point shooters and they can't make it. It's very inconsistent. You can't rely. Like, D-Lo was a perfect example. You shoot seven three-pointers in game two and go zero, a donut for game three. You can't trust him. Right. You hope when you give him the ball, he'll do something with it. You don't expect. And that's the problem. You're looking for a guy that LeBron James could give the ball to other than Anthony Davis, where the word expectation is applicable. It is not with anybody other than Anthony Davis on this squad, and that is a big-time problem.
Guys, let me spin this forward, and Shannon, I'll kick it to you and ask you this first. Do you think LeBron should want out of L.A.?
And go where?
I got an answer.
And do what? Go where? The Knicks? No, ain't nobody going to the Knicks. Don't you mention the Knicks.
Hey, I'm not saying it's plausible. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying that. But let's not act like if LeBron James was on the New York Knicks, that they would They go to the finals. They go to the finals. What?
But
yes, they would.
But you got Brunson.
Hold on, wait a minute. I
Stephen A.,
that.
You might go to the finals this season without LeBron.
Yeah. But it's,
there's a shot.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference, Molly, between me and where, first of all, where the hell is my ISO shot? Do you see the suit I got on? How fly I'm looking?
Oh my goodness!
ISO shot. What's up,
Stephen
What's
A.? Brandy was just trying to show me some love as well.
Brandy. I mean, you gave Shannon an ISO shot yesterday with the pink stick with the pink striped suit on. What about this, brother? But anyway, seriously, the bottom line is this. I'm not one of these typical Cowboy fans. You know, the delusional, disgusting, nauseating fan base. We're going to win the Super Bowl next year, right? Every damn year for the last 29 years, can't even make it to a conference final. I'm not one of those. I recognize the fact that the New York Knicks get to the finals this year. It's because, obviously, Giannis is hurt. Now Porzingis is hurt and stuff like that. Yeah, Embiid has been hurt. I recognize that. I'm not lost. I'll take it. Because, damn it, when it's been 50-plus years since you won a title, you can't be choosy. Yeah. I don't give a damn we got the Crawley. I don't give a damn if everybody got to have food poisoning or let's get there. Whatever it takes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got to be real with you about that. Right. But the point is, I'm not that delusional. All I'm saying is, you talk about LeBron, LBJ, number two all time. That brother in this New York Knicks squad? Please.
I don't think he wants to.
It ain't going to happen, but please.
I have the opportunity to work with Stephen A. in New York and in L.A. I see New York Stephen A. and I see L.A. Stephen A. I know what he drives in New York. Mm-hmm. I know what he drives in L.A.
Yeah.
And I know what LeBron drives in L.A. Mm-hmm. And I know that LeBron's building a $100 million compound in L.A.
Yeah.
LeBron loves being here.
I know he does.
I know that winning championships is important. And on this show, we try to hold everybody. We get our fingers out. How many we got? I think LeBron loves being here.
Yeah.
And his family is here. And would he like to win another championship with the Lakers? Would he like to actually get his Laker parade?
Yes,
of course he would like to do it. Would he like to get to have that experience? Mm-hmm. I think he's 39, going to be 40 years old. He loves being here. Yeah. He loves the life.
He's not chasing it anymore. See, when you young, another relationship, you'll chase.
You love those relationships.
You will chase them up. When you young, you can run all day. You know. You in Miami, you in Dallas, you in Houston, you in L.A., you in Vegas. But as you get older.
Don't tell us.
As you get older, you start to settle down. You get one, and you just walk on home. He got four MVPs, walking on home with the Lakers.
How old are you?
I'm about finished it.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
That's where I was going. You know that song, 100 Miles and Running?
That's where I was going, Shay. That's where I was going.
I'm playing, Molly.
He's just playing.
It's all coming out. You're really just a big teddy bear at heart. We're seeing it all come out. We won't let anyone
know,
though.
I don't know how anybody ever tackled him. I'm going to be honest with you. How did anybody ever tackle him?
Molly, yeah, I touched the door. I pointed at him to tease him, and I damn near broke my finger.
You're ridiculous.
Let's go ahead.
Stays in the gym. Stays ready.
Oh, you had
sugar free.
I had it, Molly. I know it was Molly.
Right, I know.
Steve, when it was nervous.
Right.
I'm talking about nervous like a long-tailed dog on a porch full of rocking chairs.
Right.
He was nervous like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, right.
That's why he was nervous like
Shannon,
that. I know he was nervous.
I'm
I know that's what you believe.
I'm just happy he's eating protein. I mean, I'm just happy about that.
I know that's what you believe.
He just want to do that all in my face.
I know that's what you believe.
He was in the ESPN kitchen earlier.
Now, let me ask you this question. Why would I be nervous when the Lakers have led at halftime every single game in the series and still ended up losing? You're lucky you won Saturday. I wasn't worried. The minute I saw Jamal Murray on the court, I had no concerns.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
See you, right. Don't sweat a swing and a miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sports books and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. or New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Go ahead, Mom.
Let me get back to this. Here's what I want to know. I'm going to come back to you on this one, Stephen A. Do you think Darvin Ham should be brought back as head coach?
Absolutely. I think it's a travesty for us to even be having a conversation about the future of Darvin Ham. Darvin Ham took the Lakers to the Western Conference Finals last year. This year, he lost to the reigning defending NBA champions, led by the best player in the world, Nikola Jokic, and a seasoned, experienced Denver squad who, as a starting unit, played about 159 more minutes than any other starting five in the NBA. And when they did it, they outscored everybody by almost 14 points a game. This is what they do. Now, their bench has been depleted with Jeff Green and Bruce Brown gone this year. So you're thin on the bench. You're asking a lot for your starters. You know you're getting everybody's A game because you're the reigning defending champions. And we universally, I mean, NBA, throughout NBA circles, everybody looked at the Los Angeles Lakers and said, damn. They got to go up against Denver because the belief was, had they been going up against anybody else, then they would have beat them.
Yes,
which shows you. Now, mind you, as you pointed out, Wendy, a few days ago, the Lakers had a better, more productive season this year than last year. So they didn't get worse. The conference got better, but they also got better. LeBron pointed out the injuries. We see articles in The Athletic and other places, and I'm certainly not dismissing what they say reporting. And what they're reporting. I'm not challenging anybody on that. But when you point out, they pointed out some game where somebody had to give, you know, they're playing the Lakers and somebody, the players had to come and convince Darvin Ham to make this adjustment. Wait a minute. I covered Larry Brown. Larry Brown, Hall of Fame, Mr. Fix-It, one of the greatest coaches we've ever seen in NBA history. I covered him. He listened to players make changes and say, nah, coach, we need to do this. Right. I've heard Phil Jackson listening to MJ and others, nah, coach, we need to do that. We're going to use that as an example to denigrate and dismiss the job that Darvin Ham has done. And by the way, when you talk about Darvin Ham, remember, he's got a staff. Phil Handy and Chris Jenton, those guys. These brothers know they're basketball, really can coach.
Yeah.
And so for me, when I look at it from that standpoint, Phil Handy is somebody that I believe should be a head coach of the NBA someday.
Agree.
Everywhere he goes, he's developing players in Cleveland and Toronto and L.A. And has been associated with championships. I get that part. But when you look at Darvin Ham, to judge him negatively really vexes me, because those brothers were in the Western Conference Finals. And you've got LeBron, AD shows up, and I'm looking and I'm like, come on, y'all, late game adjustments you could play. Listen, what you pointed out, game two, he left 2 timeouts in his pocket. All right, little stuff like that. Okay, last night he didn't have any timeouts after Jamal Murray hits the game-winning shot with 3.6 seconds left. He didn't have timeouts. So you pick your poison. Which one is it? Okay, why did you use a coach's challenge here, et cetera, et cetera? You have to use a timeout when Anthony Davis goes out and get hurt, even though I don't know why you got to use a timeout under those circumstances when the guy's writhing in pain on the damn basketball court. I don't understand that. I don't understand how you could win a challenge and still lose your timeout, which is something that the rule that the league has to change. And I called the league about that too, you damn trolls. Okay? Why won't you change that rule? People who cover the NBA call the league office. Am I lying, Wendy?
Or
we call the league office all the time, or they call us. Those of you who are trolls and just podcasters that never speak to the damn league office wouldn't know that. You ain't me. So get the hell over it. That's all I got to say about that. Darvin Ham should not be in danger of losing his job, but we both know he is.
He talked like he's losing his job.
He knows.
He said it was an incredible, unbelievable right. to hear.
And you heard Malone last night coming to his defense in the press conference.
Because he knows. And when AD took a shot at him after game two, AD knows. They all know. It hadn't happened yet, but they all know.
There are times on both ends of the court we don't seem to know what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's a direct shot at your head coach.
Right.
And don't think Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka isn't listening, because unlike most sport, basketball is so superstar driven. One voice resonates more than any other sport.
No question.
So when he said, when he kept, and they kept, there are little bits and pieces here and there that AD would say and LeBron would say, and that seemed like every time the arrow comes back pointing at Darvin Ham. I like D. Ham. I think he's done a great job giving, but like you said, guys, AD and LeBron, look at what AD and LeBron did in this series, and they still lost 4-1. So unless you get your role players that are consistent, but Michael Porter Jr., you know, you pencil him in, he going to give you what he going to give you. You write that in and say, hey, I'm sleeping easy. You know Jamal Murray, this is the best duo in basketball. The best duo, because when they get clutch time, last 5 minutes, game within 5 points, they're going to put you in the pick and roll. They're going to either hand it off or they're going to bounce it, and Jokic's going to – because they had him last night, there was nothing AD could do. Because if AD would have showed, Jokic rolls to the basket. Look at AD. If AD showed, look at Jokic right there. LeBron comes, it's the lob dunk to Gordon. So they put you in a situation where you cannot win. It's an unattainable situation. Great play. Jamal Murray is sensational. Unfortunately, Darvin Ham is going to lose this job, because Laker fans, myself included, even though I'm realistic, we have this delusion that the Lakers are a 60-win team. And they're not. They're a win team like what they got. They were the best team in basketball in clutch situations. And they still won less than 50 games.
Yep.
So Darvin is in a tough position tactically. When you look at his decisions in this series, you look at they were ahead at halftime, all five, and only closed one of them out. When you look at having too many timeouts one night, having not enough timeouts another, one time using your challenges effectively, one time leaving them alone. Tactically, he's got a tough spot. But the reason that the Lakers were seventh place and the reason that the Lakers are done now is because they have some flaws with their roster.
Yes.
They don't have perimeter defenders. They don't have two-way players. They don't have enough big man depth. That is not Darvin Ham's fault. Rob Pelinka helped the Lakers win a championship. The maneuvers that he did built a championship team. But he's also made some mistakes.
Yes.
So, and I don't think Rob's going to lose his job. I think Darvin is going to lose his job, but it's not all Darvin's fault. And the guy that they replace him with is going to have issues to have to fix with that roster as well.
A couple of things, and this is a dicey situation, so I'm going to treat it with the delicacy it deserves. Because I'm certainly not asking for Rob Pelinka to lose his job. That's not what I'm saying. But if we're going to look at Darvin Ham, and we're going to sit up there and say there are better coaches out there, well, we work with an executive that is a four-time champion in Bob Myers. So if we're going to look at Darvin Ham, then we should be looking at Rob Pelinka. When you traded for Russell Westbrook, I pulled this up, you did surrender Kyle Kuzma and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. to get Russell Westbrook.
And they let Caruso walk.
Plus you let Alex Caruso walk.
Yeah.
Think about that. So let's stop this for a second here. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is one of those starters on the reigning defending NBA champions. Who just beat the Lakers twice after winning a championship with the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand in Kentavious Caldwell, I'm sorry, the Kyle Kuzma's in the nation's capital, and we know what purgatory that has been over the last few years. But it doesn't negate the fact that he's a 6'8", 6'9", body who can hit perimeter shots.
Right.
We know what Kyle Kuzma could do defensively.
You mean Caruso.
Caruso, I apologize. You know what Alex Caruso could do defensively.
Yes, absolutely.
Let us not forget what we saw Austin Reeves doing against Jamal Murray last night. Not much. Jamal Murray. I mean, that's a different animal. So just imagine if you had some of those pieces. Now, in terms of who could help, don't forget DeMar DeRozan. Don't forget a Trae Young. Don't forget guys like that. It doesn't have to be a Kevin Durant. I get it. But the point is, we got to look at personnel, to me, more than we have to look at coaching, regardless of the mistakes we may have seen from time to time by a coach, as we would see from most. Listen, is Pat Riley not one of the greatest ever?
Yeah.
All right, and a great executive, champion as a player, champion as a coach, champion as an executive. I love me some Riles, Pat Riles, the winner within. Damn it, I still haven't gotten over him leaving John Starks in that Game 7 for the NBA Finals and not bringing Rolando Blackman in there. It was a mistake, damn it. That's why you acquired Rolando Blackman, to shoot, as opposed to watching John Starks, who I love, go 1-for-11 from three-point range, 2-of-18 from the field. Damn it, it happens. You understand? These are the things. It comes with coaching. You can't just look at the coach. You got to look at decisions.
Who outside of Rob Pelinka actually thought Russell Westbrook would work with AD and LeBron? Who thought it? Everybody. I have not heard one person say, oh, this thing going to be perfect.
I think AD and LeBron thought it would work, too.
Man, stop.
Those are two. He's right.
Everyone's going to run away from it, but –
Well, it had to happen that's why he got there. Because they just said, no, he wouldn't have been there.
That's true. Well, Molly's getting ready to check us. Go ahead, Molly. Molly's getting ready to check us.
Look at you guys teeing me up. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. Team players. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Can you remember the last time you had fun on a bike ride? Electric e-bikes, the number one seller of e-bikes in America, is here to bring fun and joy back to biking. The riders routinely say they feel like kids again riding these bikes, and one even said, I'm a 46-year-old man and can honestly say I haven't had this much fun on a bike since I was 10 years old. These e-bikes from Lectric are fast, up to 28 miles per hour. They offer lightweight, foldable e-bikes, so you can easily take them on the go to explore national parks, campgrounds, and more. Even if you don't have a truck, trailer, or bike rack, many of their models will fit in the trunk of a car. They also offer long-range batteries that provide over 65 miles of range, so you can explore further and longer. Head over to electricebikes.com today and take their bike quiz to find a model that's perfect for your needs. That's electricebikes.com. Have a great day, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The Celtics took a commanding 3-1 series lead versus the Miami Heat, but it was a costly win with Kristaps Porzingis going down in the first half with what the team said was a right calf injury. He left the arena in a walking boot. Ouch. All right, SA, let's break this down. What is the impact of Porzingis' injury on the Celtics' possible championship run?
It's everything. Without Kristaps Porzingis, the Boston Celtics are not winning the championship. Without Kristaps Porzingis, their chances of going to the finals are in jeopardy. I'm not saying they can't get it done, considering how depleted the Eastern Conference is.
Yeah.
Because even with the Knicks, Mitchell Robinson was out. Julius Randle is definitely out. Bogdanovich now has been compromised. We haven't seen Tom Thibodeau be able to use Trey Burks to the degree that we once expected and we once thought he would like. And so the New York Knicks are basically operating with a seven-man rotation.
Right.
You don't know how that's going to impact things. Boston could win that series even without Kristaps Porzingis, but it'll still be tough. Milwaukee, obviously, I expect them to lose tonight, to be quite honest with you. Their next game, I think they're going to be done in five because with Damian Lillard and Giannis out, I don't think they're beating Indiana. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, Boston is in a world of trouble. There's no way you're giving them a chance to beat a team like Denver or even a Minnesota without a Kristaps Porzingis. You need him in the lineup. 7'3", can shoot, clearly can block shots. Helps Al Horford. You can't put that kind of load on Al Horford, who's obviously a very viable piece, but you can't put that kind of load on him and expect him to be able to deliver the goods for this team this year against those horses in the Western Conference and against a tough New York Knicks team, as well as physical as they're going to be willing to play. So I would say this is everything. Porzingis better be healthy enough for the next round or the round thereafter, because if not, it's a wrap.
Hell, look, he's being held together by glue and paper mache.
I always get nervous. Any calf injury these days, Shay? Anytime I think it's right back down to Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you see he has kinesio tape on his left calf, and he got a sleeve on his right, and that's the one that he tweaked.
Right.
I agree with you, Stephen A. I don't see a situation in which they can win because he's a legit third scoring option. Now, Derek White was sensational last night, and he kind of was the one, the real reason that they won this game, because he had, like, 16 points in the first 8-9 minutes of the ball game. Consistent. They're not winning without him. Like I said, he's a 20-10 guy. He can protect the rim. Like you said, Al Horford is not, he can't play those major minutes like he once could. Hey, Al Horford might be the same age as LeBron. He might be the same age as LeBron because he did stay.
A little bit younger, but not much.
Okay, a couple of months, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, they're not winning because if you look at the way Indiana's playing and the way they can get up and down, the only thing that concerns me about the Knicks, at some point in time, you can't keep playing all your guys 46, 47
I agree.
On a nightly basis. So because by the time you get to if you're fortunate enough to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, Stephen A, they're gonna be on fumes.
And I ain't sleeping on Indiana. These brothers can score. Lord, I watched them with the other day. I turned on I'm talking about 15, 20 straight minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't miss a shot.
Nah. They're looking to push the pace. If you miss it, they'll take it off the rim. If you make it, they'll get it out the net. But they're going to push the pace on you. And you better be able to score 125, 130. Because if you can't, because the likelihood of you holding them down, we've seen the situation you gave it to us last week. I think they had two games in which they scored under 100.
Yeah, two. One in the regular season and then that playoff game.
Nah.
The only time.
I know all eyes were on Denver last night, but this was the most important thing that happened in the NBA playoffs last night. It's a war of attrition throughout the playoffs. You guys know that.
Yep.
I mean, Ant Edwards rolled both ankles two nights ago.
Yeah.
KCP rolled his ankle last night. Mm-hmm. Everybody is managing injuries. The Knicks, you are right. They're down to seven guys. But if you're the Knicks and you're the Pacers and you're watching that Celtics game, you sat up in your seat. You were like, wait a minute. Because
there's a chance.
With all due respect to Orlando and Cleveland, I watched these every minute of this series so far. That's been a bit of a pillow fight. Neither of those teams are scaring Boston, even without Porzingis. Mm-hmm. They got to play well, but if Porzingis is knocked out for 2 weeks here and he can't play in the next round, I don't think it's a huge problem.
Okay.
But potentially facing the Knicks or the Pacers in the conference finals, that is where they may need him. And, of course, if you're thinking about Denver and Minnesota or OKC, you're going to need him for sure. The thing with Boston and Denver are the exact same. Their top 5/6, because it's six in Boston, are awesome. When those guys are on the court, they're awesome, but their depth is challenged.
Yeah.
So any injury to the Celtics' front line, any injury to Denver's front line is a problem.
Let me challenge you on that for a quick second. You're not wrong, but I'm going to tell you what I noticed. When the guys come off the bench, they do produce perimeter shots from you. The ball moves more.
Mm-hmm.
When Tatum and Brown is on the court, it's your turn. It's your turn.
Right.
It's your turn. When those other cats come on the floor, move the ball, get an open shot.
Right.
Right? So I think there's a fluidity issue when you have those stars on the court together.
Right.
But they're stars, so they offset it to some degree. I'll say that. Let me also say this. One of the things we have to monitor is when you have a big man that can step away from the basket and hit shots.
Mm-hmm.
This cat, Miles Turner in Indiana?
Yeah.
Indiana is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
If that brother, because I'm watching him the other night, and I said, oh my damn. The brother is a legit 6'11 now.
Yeah.
You understand?
He can shoot. Put it on
and
the floor.
And can score.
And defend.
Listen. This dude is not a joke.
Yeah.
You know, years ago, we just look at, whatever. And he wants out of Indiana. Who is he? What? No, we got to take a moment, back up, and say this cat can play. My son can play now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, Indiana, I still don't like them defensively.
They ain't got no defense.
But offensively,
that's their
defense. Can compromise your defense because they can make you tight because they make so many shots. They got so many shot makers that it will get you tight offensively because you're like, man, I got to make this because if I don't make this, I don't know if I can stop them. That's Indiana. And I'm watching them and I'm like, yo, they can play. I got a lot of love for the Indiana Pacers. I'm really proud of what I'm seeing from them.
And Siakam is battle-tested. Right. He's won a title with Toronto.
Yep.
He's a guy that can go create his own shot. Now, Halliburton does a great job of distributing everything. And as you mentioned, Miles Turner can shoot the three. Mm. He can post you up. He can defend at a high level. He's a more athletic, a better version of Porzingis.
Yes.
That's what he is for them.
Yeah.
And he can do it all.
Yeah.
Halliburton distributes. He has eyes in the back. I watched him in the in-season tournament in the championship game against the Lakers. And I'm like, and the Lakers will be up 20 and in the blink of an eye, it's down to six. That's how fast they can. I do not believe that the Boston Celtics can win this thing without Porzingis.
Oh, without question.
That's why they were able to win 64 games is because the addition of him.
Yeah.
He brings such another factor to them because he can stretch the floor so well effectively.
Yes.
And while you're right, perimeterly, they do have better, they have more than five guys at the big positions.
No.
Thing is, Al Horford at this point in his career gets attacked. They will pull him out and attack him at times if they have the right matchup. They need to be able to have that.
Because Luke Kornet ain't enough.
No.
I mean, Luke Kornet will get a chance. And, Orlando is big. Orlando has like four guys with 6'10 who they all play.
How
did I not bring them up? Listen, they lost the first two games to Cleveland, Orlando. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord, a destruction over the last couple of games.
Demolition job.
I mean, Cleveland Cavaliers, you are an NBA team, too. I mean, when a dude show up on the road, losses have happened, even a series. They kicked your ass.
Most important game of Donovan Mitchell's Cavs career is tonight.
Right. Yeah.
He's got to bring it.
Yeah.
They've taken him out of the game the last two games.
Wow.
You mentioned that when the Celtics backups come in to get their role players come in the game, they move the ball because they don't have a guy that can attack you one-on-one like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Those guys can play one-on-one. And when I watch them, I'm like, bro, okay, Tatum will take it two or three times, and then he'll pass the ball to Jaylen Brown, and then it's your turn two or three times.
That ain't going to work against Denver.
Mm-mm.
That ain't going to work against Denver.
If Denver played the Nuggets, Jokic averaged 30-30.
Yeah, but they did have two thrillers. Even though Denver won both games, it both came down to the last shot. We can't forget that either.
Yeah. Yeah. But I got Murray.
Yeah.
I ain't betting against him.
That's another calf injury, though.
Another calf injury.
Yeah. And now he gets 5 days off.
That's right.
That stuff matters.
Yeah.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Do you actually think that the OKC Thunder is going to make it all the way to the Western Conference? Do you think they fear the OKC Thunder having home court? Really? This might be the weakest number one seed in the NBA.
That's very disrespectful, Shannon. Maybe the weakest number one. The weakest number one seed. Oklahoma City.
Yes.
Led by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Yes. The MVP.
Who's 22 well behind in there. Smell like Similac.
Quick, Jake, let's get it. All right, the HOFer, this one's coming to you. You had that hot take about the Thunder. Now they've swept the Pelicans. Mm-hmm. Shay, have you had a change of heart?
No, I mean, I saw a guy sitting on the bench with a varsity jacket on. named Zion Williamson. Mm-hmm. Did they have him?
Yeah, no.
Did we see what Zion looked like?
Well, I mean, they had him on the bench.
Yeah.
In nice outfits.
Did you see what he looked like before he got injured against the Lakers? Mm-hmm. They probably would have had to see the Lakers. Look, they played extremely well, but I don't think anybody thought the Pelicans was going to put up much of resistance without Zion Williamson. Mm-hmm. Give them credit. They're playing extremely well. We know what Shea is because, hey, he's in the MVP conversation. He's probably going to finish second or third.
You got my vote.
Yeah,
you got
your vote. You wasted it. But
no, I ain't wasted it.
Yeah, you wasted it.
Just because you don't win it don't mean you wasted the vote. It's going to be a race.
It ain't gonna be no race. Did you see what Jokic did last night?
I understand that.
Okay.
I understand that. Let me say this to you about Zion. I want to give Zion some love.
Right.
I was very, very proud of him and how he played against the Lakers, the game he got injured.
Yeah,
the second
40.
Game, the first playing game. The brother showed up.
Yeah.
And that's all you need to see. That Zion Williamson, if he shows up, New Orleans got a future. But I could rub it in considering the way the Pelicans tried to come at me.
Yeah.
When I pointed out how you got as many playoff series wins as names in the last 22 years.
Right.
And then you going to show up and get swept. You couldn't win in one game. One game.
One.
I could get on them.
But let it go.
I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let you know because I'm a nice guy.
Yeah,
I'm a nice guy. Am I a nice guy? Tell the world, Shane. I'm a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy.
Right. And not only that, Zion is that dude.
Right.
When healthy. So I'm going to leave him alone.
Leave it alone.
I'm going to leave it alone.
That'll be a good series.
All right. We'll keep it rolling, fellas. The second round playoff series between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, that starts on Saturday. Anthony Edwards showcased his incredible talent on Sunday night, delivering a stellar performance with 40 points, while Jamal Murray played the hero, delivering the game-winning bucket with just a few seconds left on the clock. Okay, Shannon, it's time to make some picks, sir. Ooh. Let's go. We know your record with betting on this show. It's a little suspect. So I'm going to give you a moment to gather your thoughts, Shannon.
Okay.
Take your time. Okay? We are going to save the tape. I just want you to know. Okay, Shay?
I know.
Who do you have winning? Are you going T-Wolves or Nuggets?
I'm under the impression.
Oh, my God.
That Jamal Murray's
calf. Oh, my Lord.
We
got to stop the presses, ladies and gentlemen. America, Shannon Sharp is tap dancing.
He's tap dancing. Like the late, great Fred Astaire.
We just did a segment about Porzingis, and if he's not healthy, they're not getting it.
Okay.
All I'm saying is Jamal Murray. Now, he does have 5 days off to get that calf as healthy.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Nuggets' three best players over the Minnesota Timberwolves' three best players.
Okay.
And so with that being said, I believe it's going to be a long series. I believe it's going to be six. It's going to be seven games. I'm going to take the Nuggets. I'm taking the Nuggets because I believe Ant-Man and Jamal Murray can play to a standstill. Karl Anthony Towns is going to have the series of his life because Nikola Jokic is the real deal. He's going to make mincemeat of Rudy Gobert.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you talk Great Poupon. Dijon mustard all over the place, Stephen A.
Right.
Bring your napkins, because you're going to make a mess of it.
Right.
I'm just letting you know now. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, I would not be surprised if you have the first NBA playoff 30-30-10. Mm-hmm. A triple-double with 30-30s. You heard it here first.
Shannon Sharp, you're not wrong. You just stuttered before you became That's what the hell happened, okay? You stuttered. I'm not accustomed to seeing Shay stutter like that. Simple and plain, if Jamal Murray is healthy, Denver wins this series in seven games. If he ain't, they lose. They're not beat. See, I said I didn't stutter. I didn't say you were wrong. I mean, Molly, like, what? You know what? I was like, what? We not accustomed from Shay. Not Shay Shay. I mean, you know Ocho Cinco going to get on you about that, right? You know he's going to sit up there. You know he's going to agree with me. You know when you go in Club Shay Shay, and you sit on nightcap, and you're talking to Ocho, Ocho going to be like this. Yo, my man Stephen A. was correct. You was stuttering.
Yeah, we don't do that.
You don't do that. You just did it on national television.
We pick a side and ride with it.
Very fluid and simple. Jamal Murray's healthy. Denver wins in seven.
Okay.
Jamal Murray's not healthy. They out.
Yeah.
Minnesota winning this series. Anthony Edwards averaged 31.6 points per game last year in the playoffs. They lost in five, but he averaged over 31. He averaged 26 on 48% shooting against them this year, although he only shot 23% for three-point range. I'm seeing a better three-point shooter in this playoffs than I saw from Anthony Edwards in the regular season, than I saw from him last year in the playoffs. If that brother is hitting threes,
Oh, we got a problem. Because again, Jeff Green and Bruce Brown, they're not being there. Your bench being depleted.
Yes.
You're Denver going up against the sizable Minnesota team. Well, they got size.
Yes.
I understand what Jokic does because he's Jokic. Did you know that Rudy Gobert shoots 61% when guarded by Jokic?
Yes,
61%. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I'm saying to you, be somewhat formidable. Somewhat. They seem to have figured out how to keep Rudy Gobert on the floor. Call Anthony Towns. I understand everybody talking about, well, Cat. Well, you know what? He needs to stop shooting those jump shots, those threes. No, you know. When that brother spots up, now, I don't want him shoot, you know, going off the dribble trying to pull up. I don't want him with his back to the basket and not going to the hole and trying to shoot a fall away. But if the brother is set up where he's set and you feed him the basketball and he's open for his set shot, I'm sorry. That's money.
Yeah.
You take that shot.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Naz Reid. I'm looking at Alexander Walker off the bench. I'm looking at the experience of Mike Conley Jr. Mike Conley ain't going to get rattled.
No.
Old, savvy veteran. Been in these moments before. He ain't going to get rattled by the moment of going against the reigning and defending champions. And I'm looking at it from that standpoint. And if it comes down to Edwards, which is what I hope, Jay.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope this. I want. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're going to be back and forth.
I'm just, oh my Lord, because I know Jamal Murray is going to respond to the challenge if he's healthy. I know Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter Jr., the brother has elevated.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord, he's special. He's so special. I'm looking at them. If Anthony Edwards looks like he did against the Suns, oh my Lord. I'm thinking Jordan. I'm thinking Kobe. I'm thinking stuff like that, Shannon.
Yeah. I think they're going to probably start with KCP on him. And if you look at Minnesota, they got
that.
McDaniels. They got Walker Alexander to try to slow down Murray.
Right.
Because I'm not putting Ant-Man on him to use up all that energy because I need that offensively.
Right.
Now, here's where the Minnesota has the advantage is with Cat on Gordon. Now, this is a situation where Cat probably should post up more because 7 foot versus 6'9".
Here's my problem with what you just said. Gordon's a touch shorter.
Yeah.
He ain't thinner.
No, he's strong.
That's a rock.
Yeah, he's strong.
That's a rock now.
For sure.
You understand? And so again, if you're trying to post him up, you know this better than me.
Yeah.
Your lower center of gravity,
yeah.
Now that gets attacked because I got to chop you down to size. And Gordon is capable of doing that with Carl Anthony Towns to the basket. I'm saying you should attack to the basket. You should attack the basket, but not with your back to the basket. Go off the dribble, face him, take it to the hole, or pull up. You can do that if you're Carl Anthony Towns. He's gifted. The only reason we got lost in the source about how gifted Carl Anthony Towns is because Carl Anthony Towns, being the consummate professional that he is, not given enough credit for that, said, yo, I see what the hell I got here in Ant-Man. I know my position. This brother is something special for us to behold. Let us all stand back and enjoy this show.
Right.
That is the only reason why we haven't been talking more about Carl Anthony Towns. This is going to be a series, yo. This is going to be a series. Man, I might fly to Minnesota. I might go to Minnesota, bro. I ain't one for Minnesota.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
not one for Minnesota. But the people treat me great. And they got a magnificent Four Seasons hotel.
Yeah.
And on top of it all, this series is going, I think this series is going to be special. I might have to call my boy A-Rod, and I have to show up in Minnesota, you know.
Yeah, I ain't been to the mall in a long time. Mall of America, they got some nice shops.
It's spectacular.
Yeah. Sorry, Molly, you're not invited.
I will tell you, they treat me in Minnesota like I can run for office.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and plus, one of my best friends, Boris Battle, lives there. He works for Timberwolves. Damn it, when I'm coming, B, I want dinner on you. I want dinner on you, and I want you driving me all over the damn place. And stop being so damn cheap. My boy cheaper than you. He's cheaper than you.
I'm not cheap.
Yes, you are. Yes, you
all right,
are.
We gotta go. We gotta go. But Stephen A., I co-sign. People always talk about Southern hospitality, which is very real as a girl that grew up in the tri-state area. But the people in the Midwest are so kind as well.
Classy.
Oh, Minnesota.
Yeah.
One of the best kept secrets in America. I'm going to leave it at that.
But the Midwest, like, they're so kind. They're friendly. I don't know what we are up in New York, but.